What's your name? Who are you?
Rabbi Eli Cohen.
Good morning. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. Asher nosa na'aseh chavinu la'atchil minyan mibein leilot. Don't say amen. I've said brachas already. We carry on. Baruch atah Hashem shalei sani goy. So we begin with the bracha, because Baruch has given the sech v'pashtus, the heart. Obviously it means the cock, the cockerel. The heart has been given a seichel lahavchin to differentiate b'nyem v'neila, to understand the difference between day and night. And this is not just a bracha, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being mavchin between day and night, but that we have the koach of havchana, we have the koach, we have our mind, we have a seichel to differentiate between various things. And the first step we take then is to be mavchin ben lid v'goy. Because Baruch has not made me into a goy, shli asani goy, to understand the difference between us and Umei Sailam, between the Israel lid and the goy. So each and every morning I begin with that focus, shalei asani goy. And then the end of davening, nachamol, before I leave the Beis Medrash to go out to the big wide world, again, olei mishle asani kigoy harosh, we praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He hasn't made us like those beyond. There's death and there's them. And Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu, that we are of us and not of them. In our eyes, so it should be, a goy is, I'm using the word carefully, nimas. HaKazal gave us many dinim to create barriers between us and the goy. We have Stam Yenom, we have Bishul Akum, Pas Akum, various halachas Chazal have given us to create barriers, keep us away, to be mavchin to us and the goy, not to be tainted, chas v'shalom, by the goy in whatever which way. Yet we find, for example, the Mishnah in Ovis, Ramasya ben Chorash Omer, Hevi Makdim Shloim l'chol adam, makdim shorim l'chol adam. In other words, greet every person, makdim, get there first, says the Rav, batanura, afilu l'nochri bashuk. You're walking the streets, you say hi to this guy, to that guy, the other guy. Doesn't say ish v'isha, odom, I don't know, but certainly to a man, to greet every guy, the makdim v'shalim. We find a Gemara in Baruchas. Gemara tells us, Baruchas Yud Zayin, Margala Befumi Da Abaya, like a pearl in the mouth of Abaya. Abaya would often say as follows, Lailam, always a person should be Orum Beyira. Oh, the whole string of midas tovos man erach mashvichem speak softly mar beshalim im echov vafilim nochri bashuk, even with nochri bashuk, be at peace, be good with the guy in the street, so to speak. Shehei ohov lemalo v'nachmat lemato, person should be sort of accepted pleasantly lemato here. People should appreciate him and like him. That even build bridges with the guy. Omra love, they would say about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, amazing mamar, Shalai higdimai adam shalem elam. Never would another person get in a good morning, a hello, to him before he'd said it to other people. Again, v'afilu nochri bashuk. Now imagine, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was the manig hadar, the godel hadar. And when? During the time of running up to the Churban and during the Churban Bayis Rishon. Imagine Rechem and Zakkai on a regular day walking down the street, but wherever he has to go, going to the Beis Medrash. What's he got on his mind? He's like Rechem and Zakkai. His mind, his heart is full of terror. He is embodiment of terror. Is he going to notice the goy? Maktim Shalom Chol Adam. He never ever allowed it to happen that a goy should greet him first. And during the time of the Churban, what was going on in his mind? He was carrying Klal Yisrael in terrible times, and yet I don't know what goyim there were in Yerushalayim, but he would meet a goy in the street. Oh, hello, good morning, good evening. He'd be there first. Obviously, this is of great importance to Tanoim, to Amiroim, to be Makdim Sholem L'chol Odom. Now, you might be thinking, what's the reason for this? Why should it be so important, Makdim Sholem, even to a goy? Yeah, we have the Inyan, you know, Kiddush Hashem, and Chilal Hashem, you know, make a Kiddush Hashem, make, you know, let the goy think better of us, and think nicely of us. I think there's more to it than that. Other examples, Ramesha Praga, a noted author, he relates how, must be sometime, we'll see roughly a date line, he was involved in their plan to transfer the caver of the Chofetz Chaim from Radin, I think, to the United States of America. That was the plan at one time. To transfer, to exhume in the Chofetz Chaim, take him to different place. And when they came, a group of Rabboni people came to prepare, to plan, to talk about it. They came to Radin, and the Polish farmers raised objection. How you talking? You can't do this. You know the miracles we've seen in our area, and it's only because of the saintly tzaddik that lies here. You can't do so. One particular Polish farmer came up to one of the Rabbonim and he says, 60 years ago, so let's say maybe it's in the 1980s, 60 years ago, I remember as a young man seeing the Chofetz Chaim, seeing the sage, the saintly tzaddik, he says. And I myself, right, saw miracles that were wrought because of him. And he described, he said, the tzaddik, this man, was small and thin, dressed like ordinary Jew, not like a rabbi, always happy with a heart of gold. This is the Goethe description of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. He would always bless us poor farmers. Whenever he saw us working in the fields, he would always bless us. Yeah, you have it, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, and he's going around. Okay, he's not going out specially, but he's going through the fields. Good morning, Jan, good morning, whatever the goyim, you know, hello, good evening, good morning, be blessed. Out of his way, it would seem, to bench the goy. It is well known, the Baron Kotler often had to go, or did go, fundraising, whether for Chinuch Atzmo, for his yeshiva. And he had a driver, and they would drive along from different places. And as we know, there are toll roads. And so that every now and again there'd be toll booths where they have to pay the toll. And like we have in this country, so there are various lanes and various booths. And you have a booth where you come and you pay either by card or by whatever it was, some automated gateway. And that would be quick and fast. You put in your card, your money, and you went through. Rav Aaron always said to his driver, go to the man, the man booth. And the driver was always puzzled, what's this? You know, it's quicker. You know, we haven't got time. It's quicker to go by automated. And the Baron would say, no, it's not covered habrios to pass up a man for a machine as if the man was redundant. You have here a person, right? Be Muhammad the person. Covered habrios is a lot in which he used. And I think that all the things we've mentioned so far is midin covered habrios. To be mechabed, briois, people, mankind. But where do we find a makir and inyan of a kovod habrius for a goy? Yeah. Okay, yes. For a yid, for another yid, but for a goy, kovod habrius. I think again, the makir must be mishin obis. Perigimel, chaviv adam. Shenivra b'tselem, says the Pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a man because he is created, has been created b'tselem. Now, whatever b'tselem means, is another Shmuz on his own, the Nefesh HaChayim, Tzelem, Tzelem Elikim, that man is created with Tzelem Elikim. Hashem has no Tzelem, no physical form or image. Tzelem, in a certain way, Hashem has made us human beings in his form and his image. But Tzelem, Nas Adam, last week Sedra, but Tzalmenu, Kid Musenu, Chaviv Adam, Nivru B'Tzelem. Don't say that's a Yid, because the Mishnah carries on. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shnikruvonim Lamakim. That's talking about Israel. The first phrase is talking about Adam. Every single human being is created by Tzelem, and therefore Chaviv Adam. For Kadosh Baruch Hu has Chavivus, a certain amount of Chavivus, towards and any guy in the street, any Adam. When we have a mitzvah, halachta midrachav, mahu afato, we act, we copy Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways, then we have a chiyuv as well to show Chavivus to a goy, because for that reason, because he is created B'Tzelem. So we have Kavod HaBriyos, Reb Aaron's Lashon, for the goy. We have Chavivus for a goy. However we translate Chavivus, a certain amount of love, a certain amount of affection towards a goy. Chaviv Adam Shnivra B'Tzelem. We'll even go a step further. Chaim Mital, Talmud of Arizal, writes in his Sefer Shari Kedusha, he's talking there, writing about the various midas tovos that a yid should possess in order to achieve dveikus b'Hashem. And he writes about being nice to everybody, and he adds, v'yehav kol habriyos afilu goyim. V'yehav, you have a lashon of ahava, to love a goy. You know, would we ever think to love a goy? So we have an inyan of kavod towards a goy. We have an inyan of chavivus and chavivus towards a goy. And we have an expression of ahava towards a goy. We have to ask ourselves, if there is a mitzvah, let's call it a mitzvah, of showing ahava towards a goy, then what about Vahavto L'Reacho Kameicho Zeklal Gadol B'Torah? Torah doesn't say, the Torah should say, you know, Vahavto Kol Adam Kameicho. We know L'Reacho is your friend, your neighbor, is another Yid, a fellow Yid. So, how does it work? Is there a difference between Ahava towards a Goy and a Yid? I would have thought so. And if not, why doesn't the Torah say, Vahavto Kol Adam Kameicho? So of course there's a difference. There are two types of ahava, two levels of ahava. We have ahavas habriyos and ahavas yisrael. There is the love that we are told to have for every person, ahavas habriyos, and a love we are told to have towards klal yisrael, v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. And these two are very, very different types and levels of ahava. We are created with a moyach and a lev. We have a mind and a heart. The ahava towards Klal Yisrael, Abbas Yisrael, comes from the heart. That's an ahavas halev. Ahavas habriyos comes from the mind. What is the difference whether an ahava comes from the lev or an ahava comes from the moyach, whether it comes from the heart or comes from the mind? An ahava that comes from the heart is not a calculated ahava. It's not a conditional ahava. It's a true love, an emistical love, a deep love that is there. Not to calculate, should I, shouldn't I? Ahava, ahavas halev, an outpouring, spontaneous outpouring of love. That's an ahavas halev. And that's an ahava towards Klal Yisrael, v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. Whereas, the ahava towards the goy, towards the briyos in general, is ahavas hamoyach. That is to be calculated and conditional. In other words, if the goy, is behaving as a tzelem elikim, then he's deserving of that cover due to him because it's tzelem elikim. Calculated, conditional. Masha'inkein, by the Yid, we have the famous expression, Yisrael, afal pi shachoto Yisrael, who Ayid is Ayid is Ayid. Doesn't matter what and where, almost, the Yid is, there he's a Yid. Yisrael, afal pi shachoto Yisrael, who has an unconditional love towards another Yid. Another example of where this different type of Ahava plays out, where we can see that the Ahava toward Israel is heart and not mind. We have the mitzvahs in past degradation, Leisikim Leisita. Right? So let's say one morning your car isn't working. Whatever, cold outside, right, damp, battery problem. And you want to get to shul, whatever, you want to get to an appointment, and your neighbor's got his car outside doing nothing, knock on the door, your uncle, can I please borrow your car? And he says, no, sorry, you can't borrow my car. And you feel a bit put down, a bit upset, so the car is there, it's not being used, it's in perfect order, and he says, no, okay, nishta, I have to make some other way to my appointment. He said, no. Next morning, he knocks on your door, Dodel, can I borrow your lawnmower? And what does your heart, what does your mind tell you? Your mind tells you, no, he didn't let me this car, he could have done, right? I'm not going to. That would be logic of the mind. The terrorist says, no, Leisikoin, you mustn't, that's revenge. Because we don't have an Ahava of the mind to a Yid. It's an Ahava Yisrael, it's unconditional. Just because he said to you no yesterday, it doesn't stop your Ahava, your automatic Ahava which is there. Leisita. So he comes to you, the next day for the lawnmower, and you say, yes. And in your mind tells you, what a nice fellow I am. He didn't lend me and I'm lending him. No. Bearing a grudge, Leisita. That's what your mind tells you, but the heart, because Baruch Terah tells us, no, Ayid to Ayid is Avas Yisrael, is Avas Halev, unconditional. You don't make such keshbains. The fellow didn't lend you his car. So, we have a mitzvah, don lekapsuchus, but tzedek tishpotam yisecha. Right, so you say to yourself, oh, you know, maybe the car isn't working, Tucker. Maybe he's expecting a call and have to go out later on during the morning sometime. And, Enochanaba, now it's there and doing nothing. But maybe he does need it. We have to make cheshbonis in our mind. We don't look after the chus. Amisecho. Yes, that's a heart. Right, amisecha, but to a goy, I have to start being don lechav zechus. My mind tells me he's wrong. So with the yid, the Avos Yisrael tells me amisecha, but tzedek tishpot. Plus, so we have a clear cut difference between the two types and levels of Avo, the Avos Yisrael, which is Avos Halev, and Avos Habris, which is Avos Hamayach. But I have a question I'd like to share with you. I'd like your input, please. An example where we find that the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, gives Kavod HaBriyos, and what we said, Luchura, is only calculated, if the person is behaving B'Tzelem Elokim, he's behaving as the Tzelem is expected to be, then we give him the Kavod for that Tzelem. Bilam Harasha! Bilam Harasha! Milano, who have, you know, worse? Harasha! And he's on the way to curse Klal Yisrael. Destroy Rechman Lestan Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the nest with the Osoin. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills the Osoin, say Chazal. Why? That people shouldn't say, this is the Osoin that gave Bilam a Gzun to telling off. And the Lashon of Chazal, Shachas Hamakom al Kavod HaBriyos. Hashem has pity, Kavod HaBriyos, for who? Bilam HaRasha, on the way to curse and destroy Klal Yisrael. You know, this point is raised, right, to bring out Kavod HaBriyos even to a goy. But here we're stuck. Why on earth is Bilam deserving of any sort of Kavod HaBriyos? when he's behaving in such a manner? Any authors?
So it's Salam Alam Kim, which is created.
No, but we say the only deserving of the cover of Bria Sabi acts deserving acts like a Salam Alam Kim. Right? Why?
There's a difference between an animal to a human being.
But Hashem is no, it's to protect Bilam that Hashem is killing the animal. Chris Baruch is chas al kavod habris of Bilam. You know, why does Bilam deserve that kavod habris in that situation? Okay. Another note, which is interesting as follows. We've seen that we have to have a natural ahava, a natural love, feelings of ahava, right, towards a goy, unless they've shown they're undeserving. So a regular goy who behaves decently, like a mensch, right, who still carries upon him, so it would seem, the tselem elikim, we have to have a natural feeling of ahava towards him. Chazal tell us, halacha biyodua she'esav seines Yaakov. The Akrish Baruch Hu has made it so that every goy has a natural hatred for a yid. I came across an interesting quote. I've heard of Thomas Masaryk. Thomas Masaryk was a very famous, popular president of Czechoslovakia. He died in 1937. And he fought for his country's independence and reform. Very popular person, and he occupied the position many times for many years, and he's also credited in part with the Balfour Declaration, in part involved. He was a true Oyhev Yisrael, Mechasidu Umesayelam. That's how he goes down in our history. And he was once interviewed, and in the interview he was asked, if in his heart he has any prejudice against the Jews, in his heart, yes, on the outside he's Oyev Yisrael and, you know, wants to help the Jews, etc. What's he feel in his heart? And he answered as follows. I quote, "In my mind, I don't have any prejudice against the Jews. Whenever I feel that I'm under the impact of pure logic, then I realize the Jew should not be disliked. He's as human as anybody else. But sometimes, when the control of the logic of the mind loosens, and I fall prey to my feelings, and I take notice of the fact that deep in my heart, there is a prejudice against the Jews. Why, I don't know." You have here an Oy of Israel who admits that when he's not thinking, just relaxing in the armchair, there will be bubblings of sort of feelings in his heart bubbling up against the Jews. So there's a natural, deep-set sinah from a goy to a yid. And we, Akadosh Baruch Hu, wants of us, Ama Kadosh, Ama Nivcha, wants us to have a natural feeling of ahava towards the same person that Hashem has given a natural feeling of sinah towards us. That's who we are. That's the Midas Tevis and the Heligan Neshama and Nefesh that Akadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Become Chisra. Let's return to the beginning. So we said that we've seen that the meaning of showing kavod, ahava, chavivus to the goy. But like we said before, that Chazal have worked hard to put barriers between us and the goy. Hasakum, bishalakum, stamyenom, keep away from the goyim, don't go to their theatres, etc. Keep away, keep apart. So, how does it all fit together? The truth is that Chazal don't only tell us to keep away from goyim. We have a Mishnah of us again, Allah tischaber l'rosha. And the Mishnah isn't talking about Rosh of a goy. Teretz Mishnah is telling us that when it comes, unfortunately, there are Yidden who are acting not like Yidden should and can be classed as Rosha, Al Tischaber, keep away. we said Israel Hapishi Ichota Israel who, right? The Israel is always the Israel and always has to be, you know, treated as a Yid and looked at as a Yid. So why here Al Tischaber LeRosha? How does this fit together? Rabbi Yeruchim from the Mir would say as follows: Soid v'ikar gadol. There is a secret in something very a great an ikar, a fundament. So echad mehadvarim, one of the things shenelmo yidiasa me'adam af bechayose kol shivim shana. A person can live his whole life from 70 years and plus, and not be aware of this concept, which he calls a soid v'ikar gadol. What is this concept? The inyan of hashpa, coming under the influence. I often say over many years ago, I didn't have a car on my own, and we had a simcha baruch Hashem in Gateshead, and I borrowed a friend's car to go up over Shabbos. And he warned me, early he said, the steering wheel is loose, so hold on tight. Okay, that's the only chisorin. So, Friday, you know, in daylight, no problems, good weather, we drove up. Motzei Shabbos, you know, a relaxing Shabbos, and it's already after saying goodbye, it's well past midnight. And the A1, as you know, is not very well lit up. You're driving along there, and your eyes begin to dust, and I'm holding on tight. But sure enough, I see these blue lights in my back mirror, and flashes me, and I pull over, pulls over behind me, and I've always been told, if you're stopped by the police, get out of your car and go to them. Don't wait for them to come to you. Get out of the car, I walk to them, he opens the door, I sit down, and he quickly gets my details, and he says to me, Mr. Cohen, he says to me, at first I thought you were under the influence of drink. Right now I see you're quite coherent, and what's going on? And I told him, he says, okay, look, he gave me like a bit of a caution, and he said, look, get back to town, have it seen to as soon as you can, whatever. And that was it, the camera saw, and I got back into the car. And as I continued driving, it wasn't the blue lights that were going around in my mind, but the words of the officer. Under the influence of drink. And it struck me, Shabbos morning, you've got a chava is making an eifruf. So you go to the kiddush, and you have half a glazed lebronfen. Chaim, mazel tov, shateim v'slachas. Then you've also got a cousin who had a baby girl. So you go to their kiddush, another half a glazed lebronfen. Then you remember, I've got a bar mitzvah as well. And you've had 3 or 4 or 5 little half-glazed lebronfens, and you want to go home already. You're already feeling a little bit, you know, unsteady on your feet. Now, what happened? The first drop of alcohol that entered your system that didn't have any effect on you, only after 3 glasses? No. Every drop of alcohol as it entered your system had an effect. You only notice it and have become aware after however many units. Hashpah, influence, works exactly the same way. A person can be in an environment, positive or negative, and after being there for a few days, weeks, or months, you realize, hey, I'm doing things differently from what I used to. I'm speaking, dressing, behaving differently. Why? Hashpah. The hashpah, hasviva, has entered the system, entered your psyche, your mind, in a very slow but sure manner. And after a while, you realize, oh, it's taken the effect. And you've broken soid v'ikar gadol, a person can have a ganze leben, a whole life, and not realize how he is constantly being mushed by, influenced, right, by other people. He's acting for them, he's speaking like them, etc. Hashpa. If I can share with you, I came across, in the 1980s, there was a family, American family called Johnson, and they were out in Sierra Leone in Africa on safari, and One morning, they got into their jeep and made their way into the jungle. There was a Mrs. Johnson and a young girl called Sarah. And they were driving along. Unfortunately, Khamal al-Islam, they hit a rock, whatever it was, and the jeep overturned, and it was a fatal accident. They didn't come back, obviously, in the evening to base, to the hotel. The hotel followed it up, sent out a search party, and they found the jeep overturned, and they found the bodies of Mr. and Mrs. Johnson there lying at the side of the road. But they knew there was a third passenger. There was a young girl, Sarah. And they hunted, they searched, not a sign. They couldn't find her body, nothing at all. So the case was open for a while. Eventually, they closed the case. 15 years later, there was a group of chimpanzee hunters who were out in the area. They would spread their nets between the trees where the chimpanzees abide, and after some days come back, bring the nets together, and have their chimpanzees. And one morning they came along, and they had their catch, and there was a creature amongst the chimpanzees which certainly was not a chimpanzee. And they made investigations, and this was this young Sarah. And they tried to take this person and educate and dress and feed, and she was snarling and biting and, you know, mamish like a monkey, chattering, gibbering like the monkey. And I don't know how the story ended, but it struck me, if one lives amongst monkeys, one becomes a monkey. The koach of hashpa, right, is very, very powerful. When Chazal tell us, Al tischaber l'rosho, there is chavrusa, friendship, and there is ahava, there is love. Love implying care, concern, help, TLC. There's chavrusa, which is living close together, spending time together as chavrusa. And that is a danger. Al tischaber l'rosho, whether it's a goy not behaving as a goy should, or whether a yid nebuch not behaving as a yid should, al tischaber, they're the danger of hashpah, of a negative influence, of being dragged into their bad ways. That Chazal warn us, al tischaber l'rosho. That not. But ahavo, to show a love, a concern, a care, to help, to stretch out a hand, even to that person, if he is a yid, is the right thing to do. Yisrael v'bishachato Yisraelu deserves our avas Yisrael. But tischaber, there we have to be concerned, there we have to be wary. Right there, the koach of hashpah is something which can have a strong effect upon us. As a previous vision Rebbe used to say, medav zayn git tziyeden, nish git mityeden. Yeah, you have to be good to everybody. Good to everybody, helpful to everybody, right? But to be good with everybody and spend time and relax with everybody, that we have to be wary. You know, if you choose your friends, so to speak, your chavrusa, that has to be carefully chosen, and because of the danger of hashpah. But otherwise, as far as COVID, chavivus, avo, as we've seen, even to the goy, the a good goy, so to speak, who's behaving as the Tzelem Elikim, and certainly to a yid, Aval pi shachato, to every yid is our mitzvah, is our chiyuv as Klal Yisrael. We merit karev, a time where all yidin behave as yidin should. All goyim behave as goyim should. V'yaskol sukkim hirav yomim. I haven't got an answer. I want your answer. Why did you cheer? I know. Too early.